Chapter 13. The End of the Journey. Spring arrived while the team was still on the way. The weather was beautiful, the sun shone, and sounds of new life were all around them. However, neither the dogs nor the humans were conscious of this. They were all too weak and miserable. The snow began to melt, and the ice on the river became thin and dangerous. In this condition, half living and half dead, the team arrived at a small camp next to a river. A man called John Thornton was camping there. He was alone in his camp because his feet were frozen and he couldn't walk along the trail. He was waiting for two friends to come with a boat and take him to Dawson. John Thornton looked compassionately at the thin, tired dogs as they crawled into his camp. The dogs lay on the ground while Charles, Hal, and John Thornton talked together.
"I advise you to stop here for some time," said John Thornton. "Don't continue to Dawson now."
"Why not?"
asked Hal.
"Because it's spring now, and the ice isn't strong. The thin ice might break under you," John Thornton answered.
"No, we're not stopping. We want to get to Dawson quickly. I'm sure it'll be okay," said Hal. "Come on, dogs, mush!"
But the dogs didn't get up.
Hal began to whip them, while John Thornton watched in horror. Hal continued whipping the dogs until they got up. Sol-Lex was the first to stand up, and the other dogs slowly followed him, but Buck stayed lying on the ground. It was the first time Buck didn't do what Hal wanted, and Hal was furious. He hit Buck harder and harder, but Buck lay on the ground, incapable of moving. Several times John Thornton started to speak, but then decided not to. Instead, he stood up and walked backwards and forwards with tears in his eyes. Hal put down his whip and took his club, but Buck still lay there. He didn't feel the club hit him anymore. He couldn't even feel his own body. All this time, Mercedes and Charles just sat and watched. Suddenly, John Thornton jumped on Hal.
"If you hit that dog again, I'll kill you," he shouted.
"He's my dog," replied Hal. "Now get out of my way, or I'll hit you too. I'm going to Dawson."
Thornton stood between Hal and Buck and didn't move. Then Hal took out a long hunting knife, ready to attack Thornton. Mercedes screamed hysterically, but John Thornton took a big stick from the ground and hit Hal's hand with it. Hal dropped the knife into the snow. Hal tried to take the knife again, but Thornton hit his hand a second time. Then Thornton picked up the knife himself and cut Buck's harness. Buck was free. Hal saw that Buck was nearly dead and decided not to fight anymore. He left Buck lying on the ground near John Thornton's feet. A few minutes later, Hal led his pathetic team out of Thornton's camp. Buck heard them go and lifted his head to watch them. The two men, the woman in the sled, and the four dogs moved slowly along the half-frozen river towards Dawson. John Thornton and Buck watched as the team continued on its way. As they watched, they saw the ice break, and everybody, humans and dogs, fell through the ice into the river. They heard Mercedes scream, and then nothing more. John Thornton examined Buck's body gently, but didn't find any broken bones. He looked at Buck compassionately.
"You poor devil," he said,
and Buck licked his hand.